message was given by Brother Eric Romero in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, August 28, 2016. The title of the message is The Tabernacle and the Priesthood. Scripture verses are 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 to 22.
We're here together as a church to love you, to seek you in your word. May you would speak. Speak unto the building up.
Can somebody help me with service?
It's such a joy to be with you all. We left in 97, but you never left our hearts. So the church in New York City was always in our hearts. As we had opportunity, we came back. And over the years, we've been in fellowship. As you all have visited, over the phone. I have to say, though, you know, New York City is where I got my first job, where I met my wife, Olivia. My children were born here. And those are all milestones, you know, in human life. But I also have to testify that it was really here in the church in New York City where, as a young adult, really entered and had a solid experience regarding tabernacle and the priesthood. And this is what we'll be touching this morning. Tabernacle and the priesthood. And if you get into the book of Exodus, the different stages and the sequence, now we're coming to a portion in Exodus 25 through 30. And it's quite particular if you consider these five chapters in the Word. They really, in Exodus 25 through 30, they present to you a vision of the tabernacle and the furniture, the furnishings there. There's chapter 25, you see the Ark of the Testimony, the table of the bread of the presence, the lampstand continues with the covering in chapter 26 of Exodus. The boards, the veil. And then, quite interesting, at the end of chapter 27, the priesthood is brought. And then in 28 and 29, we're told of the priesthood. Their garments, their sanctification. But then, in chapter 30, we come back to the tabernacle. And there in chapter 30, then, we're told of the golden incense altar, the expiation silver, the laver of bronze, the holy anointing oil, and the incense. Very interesting. We love the Word of God. Everything is very significant. Even the sequence here is significant. And the fact that the priesthood would be inserted in the vision of the tabernacle in these five chapters in Exodus is quite significant. And in the New Testament, there's a particular verse which we read in 1 Peter 2:5. Actually, the same thing happens. If you get into 1 Peter chapter 2, and in verse 4, it says, coming to him, Christ, a living stone.
Because
so Christ is the living stone.
So
then in verse 5, we, as living stones, are being built up. Then, in verse 6, it speaks to us of a cornerstone laid in Zion. See, it's all
you see, if I
prefaced it, of the building.
You'll hear it.
The living stone. The cornerstone.
Okay.
Right.
But being if I solo up, it does not.
Actually, right. The okay. Context here is the building.
But it's very soft.
No, the prefigure bypasses only
this line.
So we can move on it regardless.
The vision or the speaking is here concerning the priesthood.
So I'm trying to look
because
at the
verse 5,
equalizer.
It tells us about the holy priesthood. And then in verse 9, it speaks to us about the royal priesthood. So actually, in the New Testament, we see the same matter. There's the speaking of the building, right, with the stones. And then in the midst of the speaking concerning the building, the priesthood is inserted. Okay, so let's consider this. This is quite significant.
But it's softer.
And just as an introductory word, I'd like to present two matters. Number one is we have to realize that the building and the priesthood are inseparable. The building, that is the tabernacle, and the priesthood, they are inseparable.
Testing, one, two, three. Testing.
Okay. They're two things. But they're really one. Actually, they are just one. They're one and the same. The priesthood Okay, we'll just consider this. We'll get into this a little bit more in detail regarding this matter. The second matter, as an introductory word, would just be for us to consider that the basic condition for our service is that we would be built up.
I think it's because when I press the mute.
Actually, in the sequence here, the priesthood comes after the house. The sequence is quite particular. In Exodus as well, you first have the building, you have the tabernacle.
This is a question
I'd
like to make, maybe the priesthood. Another set just to prepare.
So when we're saved, you know, we begin to love the Lord.
We also have the other one.
The other one is...
And then, as we realize the Lord loves us, it's just spontaneously within us, rising up to serve. So there might be some gifts, some capacity, some love, some zeal. We begin to serve. But there's no thought of building. You consider your
ability.
You just serve in whatever capacity. It's somewhat wild.
So then we get
in price of one wild horse, but the Lord still loves us. At a certain point, though, it is a mercy to realize that God has some very definite speaking, as is mentioned here in 1 Peter 2:5. He has some very definite speaking that actually our service must be part of our building. And that actually the basic condition for us to serve is for us to be built again. It's not a matter of how gifted you are. It's not a matter. And it's important. Gifts, surely it's important to consider Romans 12. Surely gifts are important. It's not a matter how zealous you are, you need zeal, but that's not the key matter. Or knowledge, or training, or perfecting. Actually, the key matter, the basic condition of our service is that we would be built up together corporately as a priesthood. The danger is that if we serve with our capacity without being built up, then we can serve independently and we can serve individually, and that can actually cause a marring to the building. You consider Exodus, consider the Pentateuch, and Leviticus. You know, it wasn't a matter of the priest serving in the temple or the tabernacle. It was the main thing was not that they were zealous. The main thing was not their lineage, although both of those things are important. Obviously, if it was your turn to serve, you know, you better come up and serve. That, you know, you're expected to serve. But the main thing, the basic condition of a priest serving in the Old Testament, in the type, is that they would be serving together as a built-up unit of serving one. So, The sequence is quite particular in 1 Peter 2:5. First being built up as a spiritual house, then the priesthood. So the basic condition, even of our service, is that we would be built up together as a priesthood, even though there's the gift, there's the zeal, but that must not be carried out in an independent way, but it must be carried out in a corporate way. Okay, now as we consider the matter of the building, you have to consider life. So today we're considering this matter of the tabernacle and the priesthood. When you consider the matter of the tabernacle, actually we're speaking of the building. And if you speak concerning building, you must touch life. Because life and building are the basic and central revelation of the Bible. Right from the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God created man, and he put man in front of the tree of life. Genesis 2, man was put in front of the tree of life. Then in the garden there was a river flowing. In this river there were some precious materials, gold, bdellium, there was onyx stone. And at the end of Genesis 2, we're told that God took a rib out of Adam's side, and with that rib, he built the woman. Again, building. So we have life with the tree of life, and we have building. Life and building is the principle set forth right from the beginning of the scripture. You follow this through the Pentateuch, the books of history, the books of poetry, the prophets. You come to the New Testament. Even more, we see life and building. In a very simple way, in the book of John, in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 4, in him was life. Life. In him was life. Now you go towards the end of that first chapter, verse 51, and we're told there's the Son of Man and the angels ascending and descending. What does this speak about? That speaks of the latter in Genesis 28, where? In Bethel. That's the house of God. So even in John chapter 1, you have life and building. In him was life, and then at the end of the chapter, you have Bethel, the house of God. Well, even towards the end, in Revelation 22, what do you see there? With the New Jerusalem, you have a city of life. A city that has been built up with the precious materials. And from the throne, you have the river of water of life. And in that river, there is the tree of life. So throughout the scriptures, you see life and building. So life is the content. What is life? Life is God in Christ as the Spirit dispensed into us. That is life. And what is the building? The building is just a church. The building is just the body of Christ. It's the corporate expression of this life. Now, in the Old Testament, in the type, you had a physical structure, which was the tabernacle. And you had a group of living people, which was the priesthood. These were two separate matters in the Old Testament. But in the fulfillment, in the New Testament, actually, these two become one. So you have the aspect of the church being the dwelling place of God, that's the tabernacle. And you have the aspect of the church being the priesthood. There you have both aspects, the dwelling and the priesthood. Now, what is the dwelling? Both are people. Both are living people mingled with God. Full of life. God is the living one. So we mingle with him. He dwells in us. Then we can be his dwelling place. And out of that living, there is a service. So the service as the priesthood comes out of the dwelling, comes out of the living. Actually, the living and the serving should be inseparable and are inseparable. Just like the tabernacle and the priesthood are inseparable. So our living and our serving must also be inseparable. Consider. Maybe this example will help you. Some time back, there was a dear brother among us, and we asked him to help us with the giving of a word of introduction before the prophet time came. He did it, did a very good job, minister life. This happened a couple of times over a couple of months. And then we're having fellowship with him sometime later. And he said, my wife made a very interesting comment. She told me, this is the brother speaking, he said, I know, this is the wife talking to this brother, I know when you will be giving the word of introduction. He says, really? How do you know? Because that week, you're in the Word all the time. When you're not giving the word of introduction, you're not really in the Word that week. The point is, and this is a big help to him, for him to be in the Word all the time, regardless of whether he served or not. See, actually, for many of us, maybe it's time to serve, and so we're engaging in that activity. But that activity is separate from our living. Actually, in God's eyes, both of these should be one. Our living and our serving should just be one. We're the dwelling place of God. We house God. We need to contact God, be one with God, be mingled with God, eat, drink, breathe Him, enjoy Him. That's our living. And then our service comes out of that living contact with God. And then we just minister the life, the God as life that has been ministered into us. That's our service. Actually, life, the building, and the service, the priesthood, they're one. The living and the service are one. The tabernacle and the priesthood, they are inseparable. Okay, now let's consider this matter of the sequence. It says that we, as living stones, are being built up, right, as a spiritual house into a priesthood. So first comes the tabernacle, then the priesthood. Same thing in Exodus. First you have the tabernacle, and then the priesthood. So the sequence is quite significant. The fact that the tabernacle is mentioned before the priesthood in Exodus emphasizes the need of the believers to be built up, to be God's dwelling place, so that they may serve Him as a corporate, coordinated priesthood. So let's consider this matter of the sequence. First is what? The tabernacle. First is the building. First is the house. Right? As living stones, we're being built up. First as what? As a spiritual house. Into what? Into a priesthood. Actually, apart from the building up, there can be no priesthood. Apart from our building up, apart from the tabernacle, apart from us being built together, there is no priesthood. The need is for us to be built up. Then the service in the priesthood will come out. The need is for us to be built up together. It's not a matter of saying, well, I have a burden to serve, I want to serve, I have the zeal to serve, but you serve independently. Actually, that kind of service might not build up. So the key matter is not your gift, not your ability, not your seal. Those things are necessary, obviously. But the main matter is that we be built up. Then as we are built up as a house, then the priesthood, then the serving comes out for the building. Let me share an experience I had here in New York City in the church. This is over 20 years ago. We were preparing for a conference. I was brought in to serve with Brother Ed. We were preparing for a conference. I was working full time at that time. But in all the time that I had in the fellowship, in the prayer, we consider this matter, the topic for the conference. We consider this matter before the Lord. We prayed, we fellowship. We put together some outlines. We put a lot of time, a lot of prayer, a lot of fellowship. Then, when we had it all laid out, we came to some brothers for fellowship regarding this conference. So, you know, I was just a young brother. I was just serving, helping out. And so Brother Ed presents the burden to these other brothers who were there in fellowship, open fellowship, transparent fellowship. And as we present, as Brother Ed presents this matter to these brothers, the outlines, the topics, the feeling of the brothers there is that that did not meet the need. And there was another need among the saints. And so the feeling among the brothers in, that were fellowshipping there is that we should set aside this material that we had prepared and we take another line. And so, I was waiting for Ed to steamroll them, you know, just tell them, but you know, we put a lot of work into this, you know, you don't really know, but you know, this is really from the Lord, this is our burden, you know, this meets the need, and so I'm kind of waiting for this to happen. Brother Ed considers this matter, and he says, yes, brothers, we'll just follow your feelings. And my jaw drops. To pick up my job. I'm in shock. I'm about to protest and argue. The Lord speaking was very clear. Say amen. Say amen. There's such a peace, such a joy. Just to be one with the Lord. Just to be one with what? The building. The fellowship. Drop your work. Drop your gift. Drop your labor. Just be one. See, we entered into the feeling of the body. The feeling of the building. Then, in that one accord, the blessing was there. See, the blessing is there with the one accord. Where there is the building, then there could just be the priesthood in harmony, in coordination. The blessing is there. So actually, the basic condition for our service is that we be built up. That's the main thing. That's the primary thing. We enter into the building, then the priesthood flows out. Apart from the building, really, there can be no priesthood. If you're not in the hood, right? You need the hood. It's not just priest. You need the priesthood. If you have the priesthood, then the service is corporate. It's a built-up entity, a corporate entity. So it's not a matter of a number of individual priests doing their own thing, running wild, you know, maverick priests, you know, doing their own thing. No, it's a matter of a corporate service, a matter of a body together. And actually, that is the actual root word of the word priesthood there. It doesn't refer to the service or the function. Actually, this Greek word actually refers to the body of priests. The body of priests serving together. So what is the priestly work? It's just the work of being built up and building. That's really what the priest this. They get built up together, and then they build others into the building. You can't build others into the building if you yourself are not built up. First, there's the need of the building. What do the priests do? They pray together. They fellowship together. And in that fellowship, there's the coordination. Then they're built up. Then others can be brought into that building. So our priestly work is simply to be built up. Then we bring others into the building. So we were up in Pinwell yesterday. We're hearing that there might be a church being raised up there in Rosendale. Praise the Lord. We'll pray for that. And, what should happen? I mean, if you're in a situation like that, what's the first need? Just to come together to pray. Just to come together to be built up. Then, once you're built up, all kinds of services come forth. Because the priesthood really comes out of the building. Sometimes I get to participate in some seminars for Bible for America. People receive the recovery version. Then they could be gathered together. Or there could be contacts from the radio, from the life study. We'll have meetings. These contacts come together for fellowship. And it's so sweet. We've had this happen a number of times. Where one church will be hosting the event. And the other churches take care of all the service. They take care of the parking. They take care of the children's room. They take care of the food. Then the saints that are hosting that seminar can be free to shepherd all the content. Isn't that sweet? It's very sweet. It's very sweet. We're just one. You're in the building. Then the service, the priesthood comes up unto the building. In other cases, we've had a Spanish-speaking conference or life study seminar of this nature. And it's the English-speaking saints, and the Korean-speaking saints, and the Chinese-speaking saints who take care of all the service. So that the Spanish-speaking saints could be free to take care of all the content. Isn't that sweet? And then when the English-speaking saints are carrying this out, then everybody just enters in. It's such a sweetness. Because in the new man, Christ is all and in all. There's no Jew or Greek. No slave or free. Actually, Christ is all and in all. So, there's a coordination. There's a priesthood, a body serving corporate, then God can be worked into us, and then from God being worked into us, then the service comes out. We need to pray, Lord, build yourself into me, that I can be built up into your building. And then finally, in this matter of coordination, our need, then, if we're going to coordinate, is for us to be built up with others. Even the emphasis in the Bible is not for us to be holy. The emphasis in the Bible is not for us to be holy or spiritual. The emphasis is on God's building. Actually, true spirituality is a matter of the building. God desires a spiritual house for his dwelling. He's not interested in a number of spiritual individuals serving in an independent or an individualistic way. God's need is the building, and our need is the building. God needs to be worked into us so that then, in the building with others corporately, the service of the priesthood can come out for the building. You know, as you grow in life, and you come to realize there's a number of real problems within all of us. And the real enemy to the building is not the flesh, it's not sin, it's not the world. The real enemy to the building is the self. That's a real enemy. And so, there's, it's in us. Peculiarity is in us. Disposition is in us. Opinions are in us. And those are all enemies to the building. But it is futile, it is useless to use your own efforts to deal with those things. It doesn't work. But you know what works? For you to be built up with others. Really. Then all of those things, they get dealt with. Why? Because you get built up with others. Then your need is met. You're delivered. You're rescued. You get brought into the building. And then, as God works Himself into you, and you are being built up with others, then there could be the building work carried out in the priesthood. Our need is met, and God's need is met. God's goal is the building. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. God's goal is the building. And now we are going to sing a hymn, and then we will go to the language prophesying meetings. But we would like to encourage all the Spanish-speaking saints to stay for the prophesying. You can prophesy in your whichever language, English or Spanish, will translate for you. And feel free, if there's something from yesterday's time with the Brother Eric on the shepherding, if you feel you want to share something with us from your enjoyment yesterday, that's fine. And then for the rest of us, whatever we've enjoyed from this portion this week, we'd like to sing hymn 849 to the alternate tune at the bottom of 569. Tune of 569. I think it's more familiar to us. And sing hymn 849. And as we sing, then those can... We're going to the Chinese-speaking and Korean language prophesying time. You can go to your room during the hymn. Hymn 949. Holy priests are living stones for God's building work today. And then the brothers will set up the mics while we're singing.